Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Your tractor expert at P&K knows what it means to really own your land. It all starts with a John Deere tractor. And right now, the all-new 3025E compact tractor is just $125 a month. That combined with the ease of ownership, and you won't find a better deal. So don't just buy a tractor, own a John Deere. See the difference today. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 5/2/17. Residency restrictions apply. Model availability may vary. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See P&K for details and terms and conditions. As exclusions and limitations apply.
For over 20 years, the promise to clean up the remnants of Oklahoma's abandoned well sites has enhanced the beauty of our state more than 15,000 times over. Each year, the OERB commits millions of dollars to restoring decades-old abandoned sites. We're proud to serve our neighbors and remain committed to our mission of restoration. Call 1-800-664-1301 or visit OERB.com to register your site today.
Finally, the moment weed farmers across Oklahoma have been waiting for is here, and at last the numbers are in. Farm Director Ron Hayes sat down with Mark Hodges of Plains Grains yesterday at the Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association's 2017 Wheat Harvest Outlook meeting to talk about Oklahoma's official crop yield estimation for this year. The members of the association were polled for their estimations on the potential yield of this year's harvest based on testimony from extension and private industry professionals on their observations from the field. The results of the poll predict Oklahoma's wheat crop for 2017 at 2.97 million acres with 33.7 bushels per acre and 100.14 million bushels.
There was a lot of talk today about acres of abandonment. Hay, graze, whatever form that takes. But I think the theme was also those better acres were the ones they saved, which I feel good about what the production's going to be. So the potential's there.
And while recent storms bringing with them heavy rain and snow have presented the industry with some challenges, Hodges points out that there's still a silver lining here.
You know, the other half of that story is that with the snow and with the rain we've had over the last month, we got some really, really good soil profile. Moisture. Mm-hmm. And so the options for summer crops, if they have them, and let's just take grain sorghum, for example, is probably not a bad opportunity if they can get past the aphid issue, because sorghum does a very, very good job of capitalizing on stored moisture.
But barring any more unforeseen difficulties, though, Hodges remains confident in the discussion of yesterday's meeting.
I'm comfortable with that number based on what I've seen as well. And obviously, we do have a ways to harvest yet. We've got some issues out there, diseases and other things. But hopefully, we're going to come up with that number when it's all said and done.
And finally, New Mexico's Attorney General is launching a probe into the business practices of some of the nation's largest beef processors. He contends the state's ranchers and cattle farmers are being harmed by out-of-state corporations. The Attorney General, Hector Balderas, says he's concerned about the unfair and anti-competitive practices of companies like Cargill, JBS, Tyson Foods, and the National Beef Packing Company, among others. The probe is believed to be the first ever filed by a state attorney general. The probe accuses the mega meat packing companies of harming New Mexico's families by reaping record profits at the expense of local residents who are seeing their paychecks shrink and the price of meat rise. The news release from the Attorney General's office says the state has roughly 7,000 farms. The release also challenges any federal statutes or entities that he says illegally threaten New Mexico's farming and ranching families. You got farm news on Ron.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 4th, broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 29,000 head to be offered, 8,600 yearling steers, 4,100 yearling heifers, 7,900 weaned calves, and 6,700 calves on cows. If you want details about when a lot may sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call us 800-422-2117.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.